Lesson 31. The Scriptures Can Be Enjoyable. From The Presidents of the Church Teacher's Manual. Objective. Class members will learn that Scripture study can be enjoyable when we liken the Scriptures to ourselves. Preparation. 1. Obtain copies of the Doctrine and Covenants and Book of Mormon for each class member. 2. Make a poster or write the following on the chalkboard. 3 keys for making the Scriptures enjoyable. 3. Make the following poster keys or prepare to draw them on the chalkboard. 3 keys for making Scriptures enjoyable. Key 1. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 3. Key 2. 1 Nephi, chapter 19, verse 23. Key 3. Moroni, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 35 through 36. 4. Hand copy or photocopy the handout, liken the Scriptures for each class member. See end of lesson. 5. Preview the statements for the Scripture Chase activity. 6. Bring a set of keys to class. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Demonstration and discussion. Hold up the set of real keys and ask, what might these keys be used for? Accept any reasonable answer. Answers might include to lock doors, open doors, start cars or motorcycles, and so forth. Posters or chalkboard. Today we are going to look at 3 keys that will make the Scriptures more meaningful and more enjoyable. Display the poster or write on the chalkboard 3 keys for making the Scriptures enjoyable. See the sample chalkboard illustration at the end of the lesson and see how the final chalkboard may look. Attach or draw key 1 on the chalkboard. Then have the class members look up and read the Scripture reference listed below key 1. 3 keys for making the Scriptures enjoyable. Key 1. 2 Nephi chapter 32 verse 3. Discussion and chalkboard. What is key 1? Study or feast upon the Scriptures. Write the answer beneath or to the side of key 1. What is the difference between reading and studying the Scriptures? When we study the Scriptures, we make a concentrated attempt to understand the Scriptures. We have a good idea of what the words on the page mean and what the story or doctrine is being taught. Poster or chalkboard. Attach or draw key 2 on the chalkboard. 3 keys for making the Scriptures enjoyable. Key 2. 1 Nephi, chapter 19, verse 23. Discussion and chalkboard. What is key 2? Liken all Scriptures unto us. Write this beneath or to the side of key 2. What does it mean to liken all Scriptures unto us? Accept any reasonable answer and emphasize that it includes drawing parallels between ourselves and the Scriptures. Liken the Scriptures. A good way to liken the Scriptures to ourselves is to make a habit of asking ourselves questions like these. Give copies of the handout to the class and then read it to them. Emphasize the following point. Even though we liken the Scriptures to ourselves, it doesn't change our circumstances. We still have to put the principles into practice. Unused knowledge never has the power to change lives. Poster or chalkboard. Attach or draw key 3 on the chalkboard. Key 3. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, and Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 35 through 36. Discussion and chalkboard. What is key 3? We can know by the Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, that the Scriptures are true. Put the answer on the chalkboard by the key. Testimony. bear your testimony to the fact that these three keys work and that the Scriptures become enjoyable when they become meaningful to us. Emphasize the fact that the Scriptures have the power to change lives. Applying the three keys. Activity. Move quickly to the application portion of the lesson and the Scripture chase. Divide the class into two equal teams. Then write the following Scripture references on the chalkboard as illustrated at the end of the lesson. Go over each reference with your class members. As you read each reference, write the keywords to each Scripture on the board. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, go and do. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25, Adam fell, joy. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, serve man, serve God. Alma chapter 37, verse 35, learn wisdom, youth. Alma chapter 41, verse 10, wickedness, happiness. We are going to Scripture chase the references we have just gone through. You may refer back to the board whenever necessary. The object today is to apply the three keys we have studied. Read the following to the class. There will be two rounds. I will give a Scripture chase clue in each round. In round one, it will be a key word. In round two, it will be a statement. You will find the Scripture that applies and quickly raise your hand. The first class member to find the Scripture will earn one speed point for his team. After the speed point is given, I will then count to 5,000 by thousands, such as 1,000, 2,000, and so on. When 5,000 is reached, I will say, stop. All team members who have found the Scripture will score 1 point each for their team. If 5 team members have the correct Scripture, their team earns 5 points. To determine the winning team, we will take the total number of points and divide by the number of people on the team. For example, if there are 5 people on a team and that team has 25 total points, we will divide 25 by 5, which equals 5. Spend approximately 7 minutes on each Scripture chase round. Be sure to keep the activity moving quickly. It sometimes helps to motivate the class members to have some kind of reward. You may want to reward the winners double. Have fun. But remember, the purpose of this activity is to reinforce the concept that the Scriptures can be enjoyable when they become meaningful to us. Round 1. Begin round 1 by offering the keywords you placed on the chalkboard for the Scriptures you read. You may mix up the order if you wish. Go and do. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Adam fell, joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Serve man, serve God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Learn wisdom, youth. Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Wickedness, happiness. Alma chapter 41, verse 10. Round 2. Begin round 2 by reading the following sentences. 1. Why did President Ezra Taft Benson ask young people to read the Book of Mormon? Alma chapter 37, verse 35. 2. The fall of Adam was a blessing for us. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. 3. I don't know if I am capable of serving a mission. I can't talk to people at all. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. 4. Why do I feel good when I help someone else? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. 5. Why do we have to have a church service project each year? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. 6. If I cheat on my math tests, I can get an A and I will be happy. Alma chapter 41, verse 10. Sample final chalkboard. 3 keys for making the Scriptures enjoyable. Key 1. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. Study or feast upon the Scriptures. Key 2. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. Liken all Scriptures unto us. Key 3. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, and Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 35 through 36. We can know by the Spirit that the Scriptures are true. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, Go and do. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25, Adam fell, joy. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, Serve man, serve God. Alma chapter 37, verse 35, Learn wisdom, youth. Alma chapter 41, verse 10, Wickedness, happiness. Points, Team 1 and Team 2. Testimony and Challenge. Bear your testimony and challenge class members to be able to use the Scriptures to defend the gospel. Liken the Scriptures. 1. How does this reference apply to me? 2. What can I do today to more fully live this Scripture? 3. How would I feel if I were in that situation? 4. Do I act like anyone in this Scripture? 5. If I were to compare myself with any of the people, who would it be? Why? 6. Another way to liken the Scriptures is to substitute our own name in the place of a pronoun in the Scriptures. For example, Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10 would read, I, the Lord, am bound when Mark does what I say, but when Mark doesn't do what I say, Mark has no promise. End of Lesson 31. The Scriptures can be enjoyable. From the Presidents of the Church, Teacher's Manual.